Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your life brand new. That song said, if everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. It would be a beautiful world if everybody had Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I love a world where everybody have Jesus. Amen. Everybody live right and do right. Love everybody. It would be a beautiful world. We have a powerful message talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. The power of the Holy Ghost. St. John 14 and 15. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say in St. John 14 and 15?
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Don't just throw the commandments out the window, but keep them. The Lord said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen.
I would pray the Father, and he should give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Amen. Jesus was going to pray to his Father that he will give us another comforter to abide with us forever. Now, Jesus come to clean us up. Now, you keep his commandments, obey, get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let Jesus breathe in your soul. Take out that old Adam nature of sin out of you. Amen. I'm telling you, make you clean so you can receive the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, will come in you and abide with you forever. When God put it in there, he put it in there so he can live in you the rest of your life. Forever. Praise God. What is that?
Then the 17th verse said, and even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not.
Amen.
It knows him. But ye know him, for he that dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Letting you know that, praise God, the Spirit of truth the world cannot receive. A sinner cannot receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm putting it on radio so people can understand that. So many people in the church claiming the Holy Spirit, but they still in sin. They still commit sin. If you still a sinner, you still sinning, you are a sinner. And a sinner cannot receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can get on you, like I said earlier, but you can't get it in you. You see, that's the reason why the Old Testament prophets, the Old Testament patriarchs, King David, Solomon, Samson, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all of those back then, they couldn't get the Holy Ghost in them because they were sinners. You hear me? They commit sin. But Jesus came into the world to save people from their sins. Jesus preached to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in paradise, in the grave. He preached to them. He preached to King David. He preached to all those Old Testament patriarchs. They had to believe on Jesus and get washed in the blood of the Lamb, get clean, so they could be able to receive the Holy Ghost and be ready to go to heaven. They couldn't go to heaven the way they live. That's the reason why I tell church people, Don't pattern your life after King David. Do not pattern your life after the Old Testament saints. Learn from their mistakes. Don't commit adultery like King David did. Don't lie like King David did. You hear me? Don't do trickery like Jacob did. Learn from their mistakes. Don't think you can commit sin like David and still go to heaven. That's a trick of the devil. You hear me? That's a trick of Satan. And I'm putting it on radio because the devil is fooling a lot of church people thinking they can go to heaven because looking at King David, because David committed sin with Bathsheba, because, amen, he could cause Uriah to be killed. He committed murder. He went to heaven like that. That's a lie. You heard me? David didn't go to heaven living that way he lived. He went in the grave and he waited for Jesus. Because he wasn't ready for heaven. And you're not ready for heaven. You living in sin, thinking you're going to slip into heaven anyway. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Jesus come into the world to save people from their sin. To take sin out of you. Glory to God. You can't go to heaven living like them Old Testament patriarchs. And people are going to die and go to hell. Try thinking they're going to go to heaven living like King David. Well, David got away with it. Well, I'm going to get away with it too. Lying devil, you ain't not going to get away with it. There's only one way to get rid of sin. That is through the blood of Jesus. Jesus got to root that thing out of you. Root that sinful nature out of you to make it into heaven. That same Bible reads in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And people need to understand and know that. Praise God. I'm telling you, because the devil is fooling a lot of church people. And a lot of church people are going to end up going to hell, thinking they can go to heaven, pattern their life after them Old Testament patriarchs. And I'm telling you, and you're going to die and go to hell. If you want to pattern somebody, amen, look after Jesus, the perfect man. Follow Jesus. Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Some people are looking at Peter. When Peter denied Christ, they're looking at that. If you want to die and go to hell, looking at Peter. You need to look at Jesus. Get like Jesus. Get washed in the blood like Jesus if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. You're going to look at King, look at, amen, Apostle Peter, when Peter cursed and denied Christ. You're going to try to pattern your life after that. Think, well, Peter got away with it. Well, I'm going to get away with it too. Amen, lying devil, you better get sanctified. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb if you planning on making heaven your home. Peter had to get sanctified. You hear me? Peter had to receive the Holy Ghost. You hear me? Peter had to get washed and clean so he could make heaven his home. Amen. When Peter got sanctified and received the Holy Ghost, you don't see where he cursed no more. And when you get sanctified and receive the Holy Ghost, you don't curse no more. You hear me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, people, we need to get our eyes off them Old Testament patriarchs. Learn from their mistakes. And stop trying to pattern your life after them. And pattern your life after Jesus. Amen. If you want to make heaven your home. Because Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say King David was the way. He didn't say Apostle Peter was the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. People need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Praise our God. I mean, too many hypocrites in the church. Hypocrite preacher. Glory to God. The preacher going to hell. I'm telling you the truth. And the church members going to hell. Glory to God. Because of sin. You heard me? Glory to God. Sin in the church. And you wonder why sinners can't get saved. No, sinners ain't going to come in that church. Because too many hypocrites in there. Hypocrite preacher. Being a child molester. Hypocrite.
Glory to God, amen. Glory to God. Hypocrites in the pulpit. Hypocrites in the choir loft. Hypocrites in the pews. People, we need to get saved. You hear me? The preacher need to get saved. If you can't live right, get off that pulpit. Get on the altar, because you want to die and go to hell preaching in the pulpit. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Sin got to be dealt with. You hear me? Glory to God. So that the sinners can get saved. Glory to God. And people will come to the church and be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. Amen. I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here, because I'm a preacher called by God. Amen. I'm not no preacher, homemade preacher. Amen. I come from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to live right. You hear me? Glory to God. It's time to live right. Because Jesus coming back for a church without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing. But one that is holy. Glory to God. Praise our God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. I'm telling you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. The power of God is high here on the broadcast. Glory to God. Lord, go to these radio waves. Oh, glory to God. Lord, I want you to heal the sick. Lord, deliver the people. Let them feel that power through these radio waves. Well, glory to God. Lord, let sinners pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, if you forgive me, I will live right. Lord, I want you to blot their transgressions. Lord, cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood. Lord, let you, I want you to sanctify them holy. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Praise you. Let the preachers get sanctified. Lord, save them preachers. Amen. They can't live right. Glory to God. Lord, save them, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, I want you to save them and sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord, save them members can't live right. Glory to God. Lord, don't that digging they can't live right. Lord, save them, God. Lord, sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Lord, let them know the Holy Ghost will deliver them and set them free from alcohol, from drugs, from, amen, from running the streets. Lord Jesus, amen. Lord, the power of God will change their lives and make their life brand new. Lord, deliver the people. Protect the saints from all the violence out there in the streets. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise our God. I'm telling you, do glory to God. Amen. I'm high in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Missionary Velvet, glory to God. Amen. Come on here to the broadcast.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you. There is nothing too hard for God to do. You believe that prayer and that mess Ella Holmes that's gave. That then you can be set free. You can be redeemed and revived. There is hope for you, hallelujah, in Jesus Christ. And you can triumph with him. No matter what you need to overcome, you can triumph. Those in the behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And Jesus has a plan and a purpose for you to prosper and have hope. Those that are in the free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. And those that need prayer, need help, you can call for prayer and counseling. And the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. And he is the right person to resolve whatever you need. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. That's why I preach like I do. Because I love you. Yes, sir, I love you. I want you to be saved. You hear me? To make it to heaven. Praise our God. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the Holy Ghost preaching here on the website. I'm telling you. Until next broadcast, Chaplain William, on along my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You've
been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.